Thanks, Bob.
You're welcome.
Ion, the Hara is connected to the pericardium.
Which Hara? The middle chakra?
You talk about the Hara and the burning of the
belly. There are three. Hold on. Wait. There are three Haras. Which one are you referring to?
What are the three Haras?
Oh, Lord, suffering cats. Bobby said she had it ready. Come on now. Burning the belly. If you're done burning the belly, you know it's the third Hara, the bottom.
Okay.
So it's the third one. And that one is attached. Yes.
That's the one that's in between the belly button and the tailbone or the pelvic floor?
That's exactly correct. It's where that, it's where all those, it's where it all connects, the organs, the reproductive organs connect.
So there's something about radioconductivity as it relates to the Hara and the heat.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
What does the third Hara allow or control?
The autonomic responses to the body.
And is the Hara connected?
Wait. It keeps you balanced in a center of gravity, not in your ears, like you think. The ears hear it, but they don't. That's not where it comes from. So if you catch vertigo, that's where a disruption from your ears to the Hara for your center of gravity. Got that?
Okay. So if you have vertigo,
That was pretty good, Bob. She did pretty good.
So it starts in the ears and then transfers to the Hara to create imbalance?
It's blocked. It's blocked from the ears, which causes the disruption, which causes the feeling of vertigo.
So the Hara senses the block in the ears.
What do you call it? If you make something bigger, enlarges it. No, increases it. Expounds it. Expounds upon it. It's what checks it. When you check it against something, like I'm cold. Let's compare it to what? I'm hot as opposed to what? See.
Okay, so is the Hara connected to chi? Grounded chi?
Nah, if you can lower it. Most people can't lower their chi long enough to be grounded. So,
right.
It's pretty words, and you say, right, with pretty words, and you're right, but we ain't seen a handful that could do it and sustain it. Jenny
Bell's
pretty good at it. Jenny Bell's getting pretty good at it. She's getting pretty good. She's better than the average bear. She's better than the average bear, but it's challenging. You can get there, but it's hard to keep it, to hold it. You'll get yourself out of whack.
That's what I've experienced.